From 90.7 News, I'm Renata Sago. Sandy Hook, San Bernardino, Orlando, Dallas. Researchers estimate that 28% of mass shooting survivors will develop post-traumatic stress disorder. But first responders, including police, firefighters, and paramedics, also develop PTSD at a high rate after shootings. 90.7 health reporter Abe Abaraya looks at the lingering effects of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando.
Jerry Reelam wishes he had never become a police officer. Reelam was part of the hazmat team that responded to the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando. He spent 4 hours taking care of the dead inside the club. Now, triggers like a Sharpie marker or a white sheet yank him out of the moment and back to Pulse. The slightest thing enrages him or makes him sad.
But then there's the moments that you can't control. The images or flashbacks or the nightmares that you don't even know about. And your wife tells you the next day you were screaming or twitching all night.
Reelam was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and hasn't worked since right after the shooting. It's not just Reelam who's dealing with it, it's his family too.
Hiding from your kids so that they're not traumatized by your rage or depression, which gives them a sense of insecurity, which isn't good.
Reelam isn't alone. At least one other police officer has come forward with a PTSD diagnosis after Pulse, and that may be the tip of the iceberg. Orlando City Commissioner Patty Sheehan says there are people who go to war and don't see what officers saw inside Pulse.
You know, they're pretty traumatized by what they saw. I mean, it was horrible. The sights and the smells, and the thing that really just haunts them is the cell phones that were in their pockets ringing.
Sheehan has heard from first responders and mental health workers that there are more officers with issues who don't want to come forward. That's because they don't want to be seen as weak or unfit for duty.
If someone's, you know, to the point where they have had an emotional stress to where they cannot perform their job, of course I don't want to put a gun in their hand. I mean, that's just common sense to me.
Researchers say there isn't enough data on PTSD rates in first responders, but the best estimates are anywhere from 7 to 19% of police officers have PTSD. When clinicians interviewed more than 400 officers at the Buffalo, New York Police Department, 15 to 18% had PTSD. And a 2012 study found police officers were twice as likely to die from suicide than traffic accidents and felony assaults.
I don't think officers are disposable.
That's Ron Clark, a retired officer who works with Badge of Life, a police suicide prevention group. He says when he started, people were told to suck it up. Officers used alcohol, drugs, or sex to deal with it. And if you spoke up, you were likely to get fired.
And it really comes down to the police officers are human beings. They're affected by what they see out there. Decapitated children, families wiped out in car accidents, suicides. Just name all the horrors that you can think of.
So how do you cope with those horrors once you've seen them? For Orlando Officer Jerry Reelam, one escape is being all alone on his paddleboard on the water, listening.
And hearing the sounds of nothing else, the breeze maybe, wondering where the fish may be, wondering which way the tide is turning. Which way the wind is blowing. For some reason, nothing dark follows me there, and I can reset.
Reset and find serenity. Abe Abaraya, 90.7 News.
Joining us in the studio is 90.7 health reporter Abe Abaraya. Now, the Reelams have been advocating for workers' comp in Florida to cover PTSD when there's no physical injury. What's the latest on that?
Well, I actually went with Jerry Reelam's wife to Tallahassee when she was lobbying for the bill. Jessica Reelam says she's learning politics 101 in Florida's capital.
I couldn't sleep. I feel like I'm having a pinch me moment. Like, I can't believe I'm actually here. First day kind of school, kind of jitters.
She's going door to door in Tallahassee to ask senators to support Senate Bill 1088. It would give first responders with PTSD access to benefits like lost wages if they can't work.
So now I'm going to look at my little map. And figure out where I'm gonna go. I think we're gonna take a little field trip, you and I. We're going to the fourth floor, if I remember correctly.
We get in the elevator and go up to meet Miami Republican Ana Tara Flores. She's the second in command in the Senate and chairs the Banking and Insurance Committee that will be voting on 1088 later that day. It's Jessica Reelam's second time in the office to try and meet Flores. An aide steps out to meet us.
I didn't know if Senator Flores had a minute. She's super.
Yeah.
No, I'm appreciate it. Can you let her know that I did stop by, though?
Right. Yeah.
Jessica Rielen. I'm going to be speaking at Banking Insurance.
Perfect.
One senator who did meet with Jessica Rielen, Kissimmee Democrat Victor Torres, a retired officer who's shepherding the bill. He's seen firsthand what happens when PTSD goes untreated.
You go on a weekend, you leave, you know, you're at work and you have the weekend off and you come in Monday and then you hear about Officer so-and-so committing suicide. And you wonder, young man, and you go like, why?
At this point in the session, the bill has almost no chance of passing, but Torres manages to get a committee to hear the bill anyway.
Good afternoon, members. The Committee on Banking and Insurance will now come to order.
Torres wants to give people like Amanda Murdoch a chance to be heard. Her husband is a Vero Beach firefighter with PTSD.
I'm going to make myself very vulnerable, my family very vulnerable. This last fall, my husband attempted to take his own life. 6 days later, one of his closest friends, Battalion Chief Dave Dangerfield, was successful in executing the final step and taking his own life, leaving behind two sons.
Murdoch says all she could think about on the way to the funeral was that could have been her. After hearing the testimony from the Murdochs, the Rielens, and others, the committee passed the bill unanimously.
Okay, Abe, that was almost a month ago. What's happening with the Rielens now?
So they're in the process of trying to get a disability pension with the Orlando Police Department, but there's a lot of back and forth that has to go there. So that case is still stuck in a little bit of limbo now, but they're no longer really advocating for a particular workers' comp case for their personal family. Now they've switched over to trying to get a disability claim.
And what's happened with the bill since Ms. Rielen's visit to the state capitol?
Well, the bill did clear that one committee in the Florida Senate, but it got no traction in the House. But the advocates that have been pushing for this, they say they're going to be coming back next year and they're going to be trying again.
Thanks, Abe Abaraya, for bringing us up to speed.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to 90.7 News.